Today we continue the series Artwork About His Work. As we do, we consider not so much an item of artwork that depicts in some way the Lord's work, but a historical artifact that depicts our Lord's work in a sense. Hanging in the senior pastor's study is a page from a first edition print of Martin Luther's refutation of Exsurge Domini. The item is 500 years old, but it's not the age of the thing that leaves us a lesson of our Lord's work. As many will know, it was in late October of 1517 that Martin Luther, an Augustinian friar and professor at the University of Wittenberg in Saxony, affixed a listing of 95 theses to the castle church door. Little did this friar know what a firestorm of controversy his inquiries about or challenges to long-held church teaching would be. While at first Pope Leo X didn't think the matter very serious, he came to realize that the movement, embodied as it seemed in Martin Luther, was continuing to gain steam, and therefore Luther had to be dealt with. The Pope, together with theologian John Eck, Cardinal Cajetan, and Sylvester Cardinal Prierius, among one or more others, fashioned a document of condemnation of 41 of Martin Luther's statements. This document of condemnation, issued by Pope Leo X on June 15, 1520, almost 500 years ago to the day, was known as Exsurge Domini. The Pope's bull of condemnation, Exsurge Domini, began with the words, "Arise, O Lord, judge thy cause." The words Exsurge Domini are simply the Latin for "Arise, O Lord." The drafters of Exsurge Domini employed many words of Scripture, and quite freely, in the first paragraph alone making reference to Psalm 7, from which come the words, "Arise, O Lord," Psalm 74, Psalm 88, Psalm 80, Song of Songs 2, and Isaiah 63. It's been noted, however, that the references to Scripture seemed to pay little regard to the context in which those Scripture passages are found. The bull of condemnation pronounced the 41 statements of Martin Luther to be poisonous, to be offensive, to be misleading for godly and simple minds, these among other things. Beyond, the bull condemned also anyone of any station in life who held these views of Martin Luther. Exsurge Domini gave Martin Luther 60 days from the date of issuance to return as a prodigal son to the bosom of Mother Church, as it rather was phrased. Knowing that he was on the side of Holy Scripture, Martin Luther wouldn't be moved. At first, Luther thought the bull of condemnation to be the work of John Eck, already an adversary to Luther. Luther responded by way of a pamphlet. In time, he would respond to the bull with the treatise, Defense and Explanation of All the Articles. The artifact we consider is a first edition page of that treatise. It was given by former members Henry, Hank, and Erica Stelling. It treats the 27th article. A translation of the text was provided by Dr. Otto Stalke of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Confident that he stood in the Scripture and not outside of it, on December 10, 1520, before a crowd that had assembled, Martin Luther cast the bull of condemnation into the flames and burned it. Soon after, the 60 days of papal allowance having elapsed, Martin Luther was declared excommunicated from the Church. What are some devotional lessons we can draw from consideration of this piece and what surrounds it? Firstly, recalling how the opponents freely and frequently cited Scripture in the bull of condemnation Exsurge Domini, it's beneficial for us to recall that just because words of Scripture are employed doesn't mean they're rightly employed. When tempting our Lord in the wilderness and at Jerusalem, the devil dared cite Psalm 91 in an attempt to encourage Jesus to tempt God. Was Scripture employed? Yes. Was it rightly employed? No. and we should learn from this historical artifact we consider today to be impressed and instructed by not the mere use of Scripture, but by the correct use of Scripture. But what may be more apparent in our consideration of this artifact is this: a man who stands on the Word of God never stands alone, but stands with God himself. And if God is for us, who can be or who is against us? In his defense and explanation of all the articles, Martin Luther noted that he was certain that the Word of God was with him and not with his opponents. He noted that he always had the Bible on his side, and they only their own doctrine. He said in this writing, additionally, that it was on this account that he had the Word of God with him, that he had the courage to fear them so little, though they despised and persecuted him. Where you and I would stand on the Word of God, we stand with God, even if the world stands against us. Only a few months after these events, Martin Luther would appear before the Imperial Diet at Worms, before which he was summoned to acknowledge or recant his writings. It was there and then that he's to have spoken those now famous words, "Unless I am convinced by Scripture and plain reason that he was in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand." You, dear Christian, have been called to confess Christ too. And standing upon the Word of God, you can do so with the very same courage and confidence. For the same Lord is well able to protect and preserve, sustain, and to deliver you as he once did Martin Luther. Our present COVID circumstances, and particularly the restrictions because of them, may even supply for us the occasion in which such confession is necessary. Let's let this little piece of paper, this historical artifact that we consider today, now 500 years old, remind us of what has been recorded by inspiration of God the Holy Spirit and was spoken some 1,500 years before Luther penned his words. But yet, what is ever current? "Whosoever should confess me," Jesus said, "before men, him I also shall confess before my Father in heaven." God grant us, in the face of those who could harm or persecute us for the confession of Christ, God grant us the grace, the courage, and the fortitude always to confess Christ, no matter the cost, here below, knowing what our dear Savior has prepared for us above, and that he is prepared to confess us before the Father in heaven.